Now we're back to magazines because we have Louise Carnage. She is the editor at Connector magazine. So Louise, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And I know you're the relatively new editor of the Connector magazine. I think a lot of people would have seen the publication around for a while, but there's been a few little shifts behind the scenes.
Yeah, we have. We've had a few little shifts. I've been with the magazine since 2008. But in October of last year, the editor unfortunately left, and I took over as the new editor. So it's been quite an exciting time, trying to make lots of changes to the magazine, make it a bit younger, a bit fresher, and just generally getting out there in the market and doing what we do best.
Yeah, and it's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, it becomes more and more busy in Dubai, and we're talking about mobile apps, and there's everything. There's a lot of competition now in that space, isn't it, to provide information about what's going on.
Absolutely.
And, you know, being up to date and distinguishing yourself. I know you've got two publications as well now, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We've got Connector, which is the Dubai lifestyle guide, mainly for residents, and we've got Discover Dubai, which is our tourist publication. Both magazines just completely commit themselves to trying to keep you updated on what's happening in and around Dubai for however long you're here for. So whether you're a permanent resident or whether you're just here for a couple of weeks, the whole ethos behind them is to try and give you as much information so that you don't miss out on anything. And obviously in print that can be quite difficult because you are limited to pages, which is why we launched the websites. So we've got two separate websites now, www.mydubaiconnection.com and www.discover-dubai.ae. And anything that comes up, you know what Dubai's like, can be a little bit last minute with some of these events. So anything that doesn't make the publication that month or anything that we simply can't fit in will be online.
Yeah, so that seems to be a very necessary format, doesn't
absolutely.
It? Because some people still love the paper. You know, they love to, maybe they're getting their hair done, or they just quite frankly want to sit down for 5 minutes and maybe been on a computer all day. They still like the paper issues. But as you say, you know, you're restricted by print schedules. So, you know, you have this sort of add-on of the website as well.
Yes, absolutely. And people do still love to read magazines. I know at the weekends, if I'm down at the beach or even just simple little things like waiting for appointments, you'll always pick up a copy of a magazine. You don't always automatically go to your mobile phone or your iPad. It's just nice to have something tangible in your hands to read. And people still love that.
Yeah, and in terms of what people are looking at, you know, as you said, there's been a slight change. Obviously, people are very well connected with your magazine. They've seen it around for a long while.
Yes.
So what kind of things are in there that may be slightly different that you're offering people now?
We offer a complete variety of topics. We don't just cover events that are happening this month. We cover health, we cover beauty, fashion, sport and leisure. There's quite a lot of scope in terms of what we have featured in the magazine. And obviously a lot of our supporters, our advertisers, help us out with things like that. So the articles that are in there are very informative. And you know they've come from a good source. So they've come from a doctor or they've come from a childcare expert, which is what I think makes us different.
Yeah, and also loyalty cards. We all love some vouchers when they all come out in the summer.
Everybody loves a discount.
They love a discount. I mean, as we know, there's whole books on discounts. There's apps on discounts.
Absolutely.
But you also have a loyalty card as well.
We do. We have a loyalty card that was launched just over a year or so ago. It's about to go through a big update, which is quite exciting. I'm not going to say too much. I don't want to give the game away.
Can't you give us an exclusive? Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got some great partners on board, restaurants, kids clubs, events, and it's always being updated. So we try and sort of email everybody and let them know when we've got something new happening or when we've got a new partner on board. And it's just about getting people as much as they can and so they can have as much fun out of Dubai.
Yeah, exactly. And there is so much to do. I think that's probably the choice. I know I certainly pick up certain publications. By the time I've read it, I've had so many options, I end up doing nothing.
Yeah.
I can't quite decide what to do. But, you know, in terms of things that are going around at the moment, you know, we've had a great season, haven't we, in terms of live performances?
Absolutely phenomenal. It's been amazing. It really has. And there's so much more still coming up. Everybody seems to think that it's summer and we're going to start shutting down. And I think that used to be the case in the past. But Dubai's different now. You know, we're still seeing a lot of events happening over the summer. We've got the Elvis concert coming up this month, and you know, all the comedy clubs and things like that. So there's plenty to do.
Yeah, and as you say, they think because it's getting hot outside, but increasingly, you know, things are made for the heat, and people still want to be entertained because they no longer necessarily leave for 2 months. There's definitely a population that is working full time, and or they're staying here, and they quite enjoy it, quite frankly. You know, people forget that you can still go down to the beach first thing in the morning. You know, it's not that it's boiling all the time.
Yeah, no, you can still get out and do things. I mean, I horse ride, and I just get up earlier. And go first thing in the morning. But about back to the working parents, what we do every June is put an issue together on the kids' summer camps. So we let everybody know pretty much every single summer camp, from the nurseries, the schools, the sports clubs, everything that's happening in Dubai, because we're finding that a lot more people are not going away for the full 11 weeks. They're only going for 2-3 weeks, and it's a long holiday. And it's hot, and the kids need something to do, otherwise they might drive you crackers. So,
but also what's great is they can actually learn something new. You know, they're learning in school all the time, but you know, there's circus schools, there's, you know, surfing, there's millions, you know, even, which always makes me laugh, I don't know why, but you can learn to ski, really, can't you, in the summer? I mean, it's probably the perfect time here to learn to ski.
Absolutely, yes, the best time to learn to ski.
So talk us through a little bit of the publication when it comes out, so people can mark it in their diary for getting ready for knowing about the different summer camps.
June's issue is out on the 1st. We're always out on the 1st. We're very strict on that. And we'll be in the usual places. We distribute 30,000 copies. So if you can't get one, please let us know.
Yeah.
We're in all your salons, your spas, your doctors, your dentists, your hospitals, everywhere that you can possibly think of and more. And we do retail a certain amount of copies as well, purely just for the people who like to know they can definitely get a copy. But if you can't get your copy, then please let us know. And obviously we do have the e-magazine as well, so you can actually flick through the entire magazine online.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah. If somebody's kind of getting stressed already, because quite frankly they've got to balance all the balls in the air and they want to know about those summer camps, so they can check it out online as well.
They can check it out. We always make sure we feature everything online, and you know, we found that the e-magazine has been great, because you can still feel like you're reading a magazine. You've still got something to flick through, but it's just online. So, yes, we're trying to give you as many options as possible to pick us up.